I am Miss Community Clovia. Welcome back to Community Conversations. I love all of my shows, but when it comes to our children and education, education is key for me. So, you know, I go to the source at All Saints Catholic School over there on Noble Avenue. Please go to the website at allsaintsric.org. You can take a tour if you would like to enroll. Everything you need to know about admissions is on the website. I have Dr. Susan Williams, organizational manager with the Virginia Department of Corrections. She's an All Saints parent, has been that way since for 21 years now.
Yes.
And don't tell my Abby, age, though. I'm not telling your age. You don't look at girl. I was like, oh my goodness, these numbers are not adding up. And then we have Alisa McBride, director of development and marketing at All Saints, and her daughter Abby attends the school. She's in kindergarten.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about the activities that are going on.
Let me tell you our latest activity. It's very exciting for those who are trying to get there. Our entire middle school last week went to the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C.
Stop, get out. Do you know how long we've been waiting for tickets?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
We were just very fortunate that one of our parents was able to get the tickets. It was offered to the middle schoolers.
How many kids went on the trip?
Oh, all of middle school.
All of your middle school?
Plus parent chaperones.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. So what did the kids have to say? I know they had lots to talk about.
They did. They did not stop talking. They were emulating some of the statues of the African Americans from history. They were talking about this. My daughter was mostly moved by Emmett Till. That was the story she remembered the most. And I said,
the original coffin being there.
Yes. And she's like, he was just like Jet, her brother, who was 14. She was like, he was only like Jet. And I said, yeah, he was only 14.
Wow. That's good for our children to know. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
What other activities are going on? You know, parents are like, I want my kids educated, but they have to have some type of fun and recreation.
They do have to have fun. So one of our traditional field trips, fourth grade, goes to Jamestown and learns about Colonial Williamsburg, because that's sort of what they're studying at that time. The kids go on various trips. They go see, what is it, Swifty the Snowman? I can't remember what his name is.
A couple different plays.
Plays. And
they do a James River overnight.
Yes.
Where they actually get to get in canoes and go out to an island and stay the night.
Learning about ecology.
Yes, that's right. And we do have
fourth graders, huh?
Oh, no, that's a middle
school.
That's
a middle school.
That's a middle school. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then as far as activities, the after-school program, which we do host for our own kids, they host just an array of different programs. We have soccer, basketball. We've just introduced flag football, and our team has won its first game.
Congratulations.
But they do everything from cooking to coding to chess club to run club. Taekwondo, dancing,
praise dancing, tennis. We've had a lot of different activities. I'm glad you mentioned after school, though, Alyssa, because that was a big consideration to me, mm-hmm. because school lets out at 3 o'clock and
That's
I cannot
early.
Get there okay. to pick up my daughter because I'm still at work. So we do have affordable after school care that goes until 6 o'clock. So that's nice
that
for me. And I'm able to drop her off before school starts a little bit earlier in the morning. I can drop her off as early as 7:30 in the morning so that I can get to where I need to be. So that's really helpful.
That is good. Mm-hmm. All Saints, winning situation. Education for our children, please consider it. It's an opportunity. It's a choice for you. It's right there on the table. The student body is diverse. Now, this is what I want to point out to all of my listeners. Here's a breakdown. Males, 50%, female, 50%, non-Catholic, 60%, Catholic, 40%, Black, African-American, 55%, Latino, 25%, Caucasian, 20%, 40% full pay, and 60% receive tuition assistance. There is a cost, but it's affordable.
Yes.
That's right.
And families should not let that deter them, because they can talk with the principal and the president about the tuition. They will look at their financial aid needs. And as you said, Clovia, 60% of students do receive some form of tuition assistance.
All Saints Catholic School is located in the city of Richmond at 3418 Noble Avenue in Richmond's Ginter Park. please utilize the website, allsaintsric.org. This has been some great news today. Catholic School has been around for about 35 years. Yes. Kids are becoming a citizen of the world. And that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Susan Williams and Alyssa McBride. All Saints Catholic School. Go to the website, allsaintsric.org. This has been Community Conversations. I am Miss Community Clo. Thanks for listening.
Whether it's collecting toys for families in need, sending kids to camp for the summer, raising funds for breast cancer, or keeping us up to date with everything community, then you must be talking about Miss Community Clo.
I love that. You know, she's there for me when I need her to be.
On 99.3 and 105.7 KISS FM.